Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Dr. Nandipa Magudumana has accused government of abducting her. She says she was abducted from Tanzania, and that was unlawful. So we wanted to try and understand a little bit more about this story. Gary Eisenberg is an immigration lawyer. Gary, a very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Sure. Thanks, Howard. I'm very well. Thank you.
So, I mean, this is obviously an incredibly... it's quite the allegation, because especially given the high profile nature of this case, what do you make of it? I mean, is there any substance to what she is alleging?
Well, I don't know what the respondents are going to say in answer to her allegations. All I've read is the founding affidavit,
right,
which founds her review application. And in it, she makes these factual averments that she was abducted by the South African police in Tanzania.
Right.
If she's right, and there was an arrest in Tanzania by the South African authorities, with or without the consortium of the Tanzanian state authorities, that could be considered to be an abduction. And it gets worse within the context of the SADC protocol on extradition. In terms of South Africa's international agreement, effectively with Tanzania and a number of other African countries, there's an obligation to extradite, to utilize the extradition process if the authorities understand that the whole purpose of having the person surrendered or transferred back to South Africa, in this case, is to answer criminal charges, then neither an abduction nor any kind of deportation would be considered unlawful. Such a process is really condemned internationally and by our courts in South Africa. So let's see how...
In other words, if they find out that she's fled to another country, she's fled to Tanzania, what would the process be that the South African government and police should follow in order to bring her back?
If she's identified in Tanzania, whether she's legally in Tanzania in terms of Tanzanian domestic law or not, if there is an indication that she's going to flee that jurisdiction, and this is of urgent cause, then what the South African authorities should do, in my view, again, only on the basis of what I know at this time, is to apply for her provisional arrest. Remember, an extradition process is complicated. It may take time to put an extradition bundle together and send it through diplomatic channels. All of that could take some time. But a provisional request is exactly what that contrivance is used for, if there's urgent circumstances. So what, in my view, the South African government should have done in haste, they identified her whereabouts in Tanzania. They were talking to their Tanzanian counterparts, and they should have applied for her provisional arrest. And that would have kick-started the extradition process, and it's important to note that Dr. Nandipa would have been protected by that process in Tanzania in terms of Tanzanian domestic law.
Right. So given the speed at which it all took place, is there a chance that in fact she that there was something unlawful here?
There could well be. And it's not Gary Eisenberg saying that. There's a tremendous number of court judgments in South Africa and internationally, and a lot of writing on the subject, that an abduction, as she described it in her founding affidavit, or a deportation process, in terms of the factual matrix which we understand from the public media, And in light of the fact that there is this extradition agreement in place, it doesn't sound particularly kosher to use legal jargon. But, you know, we'll see what the state respondents will say. And Dr. Aaron Matsoaledi, the Home Affairs Minister, wants to join the application, and he's very audible, and he loves speaking in public while the subject is sub judice. And let's see what he says in court papers. He wants to join the fray. Let's see, you know, what ensues in the next day or two or three or year, depending on what they take in review, on review to the High Court.
Yeah, it will be. So what happens if it is found to be unlawful? Well, what's the remedy for her? I mean, does she
must be discharged.
Wow, wow. But then she's already in South Africa, so then surely she can be rearrested here.
Well, if she's discharged on the basis simply, if they find that this was an unlawful deportation or an abduction, and she was brought before the court unlawfully, it means that the court does not have the jurisdiction to try her. Now, once that is found and all the sort of means of appeal and review have been exhausted by the state,
right,
it would be, to my mind, unlawful to rearrest her on the same charges over here. That would be unlawful too, because if she's found to be discharged and brought to South Africa to face criminal charges unlawfully, that's the way it should stand.
Very, very interesting. We're certainly going to follow the story. Gary Eisenberg, immigration lawyer, chatting to us about this case, the Thabo Bester case, and Dr. Nandipa.